All right, so welcome to our second BridgeWalk support call. For some folks, this may be the first time you've joined us for this kind of call. And so basically what these calls are really the campaign, the BridgeWalk campaign. So maybe you have technical things you need support with in terms of setting up your fundraising page or just logistical questions about the campaign, how to access things. Or if you're having ideas that you want to talk about, insights you're having as you participate, or if you need, you know, process support, you're running into things, you're running into resistance. That's one of the huge benefits of doing this, is that it really is an opportunity to go against, you know, to come up against the forms of resistance that show up and get support to move through that and be inspired by each other's process of doing that. So yeah, any of the above are fair game for these calls. And so with that, I would open it up to who would like to start us off.
Hey, Jim, this is Ann.
This is Janice.
Great, Ann and then Janice.
I don't know whether this would be a benefit to any other people, and you may want to refer me to another resource, but I feel like I kind of need, well, let me tell you what I think I'm doing, and you can let me know if I'm on track or not. So I think I'm going to do is it's set up the way it was last year, where I'll go and create my own fundraising page, and then people who want to donate will go to that page. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And that's preferable than to just send them to the general page where they donate, because then I can't tell.
Do you want me? We got some background noise. If folks could start to
call
you. Okay, I think what I'll do is just to, Anne, will you be ready to unmute yourself? I'm going to go ahead and mute the call.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm back, Jen.
Perfect. So yeah, that part's absolutely up to you, but that is right. If they were to go to the main campaign site and not enter in your fundraiser, it would not show up against your fundraiser. Now, there is a place, Anne. Let's say someone was just interested in going onto the landing page of the website, you know, the play, kind of that where it has the language they use for it is impact tiles at the bottom of the page. It shows you that this amount of money pays for this in the project. And if you just thought that was fun for people to see, and if they were to hit donate from that page, as long as they know the name of your fundraiser, there is a place on the donation page where it says, would you like this donation attributed to a particular team or fundraiser? And so if they knew the name of your fundraiser, as long as they type that in, it would be counted towards your team, your page, I should say, your fundraising page.
Okay, and so but if I didn't create my own page, there wouldn't be any way for me to know who I'm associated with, who donated and I wanted to send a thank you to. So really the best thing to do, the recommended thing, is to create a page so I can track that and thank people, right?
Exactly. Okay. And to me, one of the fun things that I noticed especially happened for my fundraising page towards the end of the campaign last year was that in addition to that progress bar on the main this year, you know, how much have we raised towards our $110,000 goal, my own page has its progress bar, and it shows my goal. And so all of my, it gave me another opportunity to remind people, hey, you know, here's how close we are, almost like everyone that I've asked is my team, and I'd say, here's how close we are, and then they could go to my page and kind of watch that progress.
Okay, great. And then I just have one other thing. Last year, I basically got very enthusiastic, and I sent out an email to everybody I could possibly, anybody had an email address for. I sent them out a note saying, hey, I'm doing this thing. I'm really excited about it. You can participate if you want. And some people basically, you know, some people didn't respond, or some people said, I think about it. I mean, I'm not talking right now about the group who responded. I mean, it was great. I had people respond and donate, and I met my goal. Right now I'm looking at that other group of people. And, you know, like one of my cousins said, well, you know, we're retired, and we've already set our budget, and that, you know, this is outside our budget. I just basically responded to people saying, that's fine. I just want you to know what I'm doing, and, you know, you can support me by just knowing that it's happening and read about it online. And I watched an interesting thing happen, and I just wanted to throw it out, where there's this tendency towards saying, well, I'm only going to send an email to people who responded positively last year. I don't want to, quote-unquote, bother people who didn't respond or said no. And I was just, I'm kind of suspicious about that, and I haven't really looked at it that much, but I'm just wondering about, I don't know, maybe how other people approach that or what would be there to look at. Or anyway, I'm not even sure what the question is around that.
No, I'm looking at it too, Anne, actually. Yeah, the exact same thing where, you know, a certain number of people were, you know, really excited and thank you so much for asking and they donated.
Yeah.
And so, you know, a number of people who I thought would be pretty interested in it, I never even heard from, period.
Right, right.
And so it's very handy, I'm sure you're noticing this too, to have the skill of not taking it personally because, boy, have I realized just watching my own behavior how many things that could be related to, right? Forgot it, never saw it, didn't, got deleted, went into spam, whatever. So the way I was looking at approaching it, and yeah, it would be interesting to hear from other folks, is, and this is how I framed my letter last year too, and it's absolutely what is so for me, and it sounds like you're on the same page, which is, this is a thing that's really important to me, and you're the people that are important to me in my life. And so, and so, you know, and I'll say something, especially to the people I sent it to last year. You know, this is my annual, so to acknowledge that I send it every year, and I send it to everyone. And if you're someone, I think I also say in my letter, you know, many of you probably have things you're already doing. If so, thank you for that. You know, thank you for the work that you're doing in the world. If this is something you feel moved to support, great. You know, thank you so much. And there was one other piece of that, Anne, that just came in and went right back out that I can't remember.
Well,
but at any rate,
one thing that came up for me when you were saying that is to say, you know, if you're contributing to other things, great. Thank you so much. And one way you can participate is just to read this and know there are people doing good work in the world and smile.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And you know, I know what it was. Yeah,
no,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
I won't forget.
Go ahead.
Well, the other thing was I stole from Bob last year where I can't remember. He'll have to remind us exactly how he framed it. But basically the thing of saying to other people, and I'd love to hear what you're up to. You know, tell me what you're supporting.
That's really interesting because this one guy who I didn't think would respond ended up donating in memory of a friend of his who had died. And I had such a positive experience doing it. I thought, if anybody asks me for money, because I watched how I shut down, I thought, I made a commitment. If anybody asked me, I was going to say yes. You know, because I said in my letter last year, you know, even it doesn't matter how much, even if you're just, you know, skip going out to Starbucks once, you know, that'd be great. And so this actual guy asked me to donate to some weird thing I was not really that enthusiastic about, but I did it, you know, and then he ended up, I can't remember what happened, but I ended up getting more money back from him than the money I donated to him because he was so grateful. So you just never know.
Oh,
but thank you.
Exactly.
I'll look at that. Yeah.
Yeah. You truly never
know. And write some kind of letter. Because I can just note, I notice that, well, I don't want to ask. Even though I know I'm going to ask, and I know there's people to open to it, the place for me that's hard is asking people who basically I know are going to say no, but I'd like to let them know I'm doing this anyway.
Exactly. And finding a way to basically say that. I'm not, because it is much more than asking for money. It's really sharing the good news of what's out there, especially right now.
Yes.
Right? Where there's so much hard news. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Great. Thank you, Jen.
Yeah. Thanks, Ann. Janice.
Hi, Jen.
Hey.
So I'm sitting here with my daughter-in-law, Darla, and Canadian
Darla.
Thanksgiving was just...
Hello.
It was just... past weekend, so the family traveled a long way, about 15 hours, to come to us. And
lovely.
And we've sat down as a family tonight because they're heading home tomorrow. And I talked about the project, and the kids were there, my husband and my son, and we have come up with a web page.
We're working on the
webpage. We're working on it.
Make donations. Well, one went through. Yeah. And I just wanted to express my deep appreciation for being able to do it and have the platform, and have hands-on support at the table beside me with Darla doing this and extending it so it isn't just like last year. I think it was my husband and I, but now it's the whole Walker family that we have visiting and the ones in town, and we just want it to spread the word. And we had quite a discussion about sending out things, so even if we get a no, it's still a better step than not doing anything.
Well, exactly. I have a, I don't know if this will be helpful, but I do volunteer coordinating a lot for, well, Nordic biathlon race. Anyways, it's a hard sell. Okay. So I totally hear what you're saying about sending things to people that you know are probably going to say no or not be very enthusiastic. And the way I deal with that every year, I create a new group. I use Gmail. I'm not sure about the other email platforms, but I create a new group every year for that year, and I take all my contacts and I put them in that group, and I send my very first email out, and however you like to word it, I'm usually extremely complimentary right off the bat. You're all such wonderful people, that kind of thing. And then as at the very end of it, I invite them to let me know if they'd like to be removed from my list. And so then every year, if somebody has asked me to remove them from the list, or some people will just say just from this year, so that's how I reset every year, and that's how I allow myself to not feel any social nicety oversteps for sending things out to people that don't want it, because I've invited them to let me know if they're not interested, and then I just remove them from the group.
It's so perfect, Darla. Yeah, that is so perfect. So you're including everyone. You're not making any assumptions about who does or doesn't want to be included, but then you're giving them the option, and you're communicating right out front. And then there you go. Anyone.
And then the next year I'll use the new modified group as the new platform to start from.
Yeah, perfect. I love that. Yep. Yeah, and I love just that picture of the Walker family coming together to do it. I mean, it's so fun, isn't it, to have reasons to come together and do things like that together as a family. I remember Sherry saying years ago, you know, if you want to spend more time with someone, you know, like a family member or friend, where our lives get so busy and we don't get to spend time with people, do a project together. And this is a perfect example of that.
And then I have a technical question, because last year I had it in my name, and I'm just trying to change it. And we thought we changed it so it doesn't say my first and last name, but that it will say Walker family. And we may have to fiddle around more, but it on the when the donation went in, it still came up with my name.
I thought I had changed it, but so I think this means we're going to have to change the whole name of Jan's personal sign-in. Is that correct, probably?
You know, I'm going to include Bob in this, too, who I think is on the call. I'm not sure other questions around that. People who did create pages last year, and if you want to change the name of it this year, Bob, have you done any kind of sorting around about that? Do you know, have any sense of that?
We can help someone out. So a name change like that, I don't know specifically. But for anything like that, if people just email support@livingcompassion.org, either we can change it or we could work with the platform folks, and almost always we can get that stuff resolved.
Great.
Okay, and the other thing that came up was, so looking at the donations, then it came up with all previous donations, like from last year.
But we wanted it to
look fresh, because the new calculation is fresh.
I think what you were seeing there was just when we signed in, so
like
the general
history.
People won't see the history. They'll just see this.
Alrighty.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, that's probably right, Darla. That's, I think, what I'm noticing on my page. I can see the history from last year, but when I look at my page that's going to other people, It shows this year's tally, not the whole.
Good. Okay. Yeah. And so a dear friend of ours died 2 days ago, and it was just like perfect. I'm going to be making a donation in their memory, but to the family's email address. And I just thought it's so nice to have that option.
Yes, it is. I love that option. In fact, Janice, as you were saying, the Thanksgiving, when I don't often share Thanksgiving with my family because they're far away from me and I live at the monastery. And so anyway, they contacted me after last Thanksgiving, and they had all done this. Several of my brothers-in-law had made donations for each person around the Thanksgiving table for the campaign. So it was a really fun kind of a family thing like you're talking about, where everyone got together to use that as a, quote, excuse to support the project. So, yeah.
And the final thing, and thanks for sharing that. That's inspiring. What the final thing was, would there be a recording of the first call? Because I was unable to make the first call. So are these being recorded or maybe not?
They are being recorded, and we're going to put them up on the site, and we'll get word out to folks on how to access those recordings.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, thanks, Bob. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
This is Todd here.
Hey, Todd, and then there was someone else back there?
Jan.
Jan, okay, great. Todd and then Jan.
Great. I'm just so excited to be invited to participate again in this annual event that I've been involved with for quite a while. And what I saw recently, and it was very similar to what Anne was looking at, is I've over the years compiled a little groupings of no thank yous, maybes, and those that participated. And I was kind of wondering to look at, you know, would I go again with, you know, the whole group and or just limited, or, you know, and I was just looking at this whole process of expectations and meeting quotas. And then I just came to the realization of it's just inviting participation as I've been invited to participate.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to invite the whole group again.
Yes.
I'm going to invite them all.
What a good point. That's right. Yeah, that's such a good point, Todd, because here's what Living Compassion doesn't do is, okay, well, let's see who participated
last year. That's right.
Yeah. And send out the notice of the bridge walk to them. That's right.
Yeah. You know, Living Compassion, it's very inclusive, and my email groupings have in the past been inclusive, even to the no's. I've gotten like 3 years of no's, and I've got some people to ask to unsubscribe from the group, and I certainly honor that, which someone had previously talked about. But I just saw that inclusivity that I appreciate being included in, and I get asked from friends and family to participate in their charity groups, and I always try to participate in that, even if it's just, you know, a small amount, or maybe I'll donate some time. But what I really appreciate every year, it allows me, and certainly the year-long retreat monthly has helped me really assist this person in their karma of, I don't want to, I don't feel like it. I hit that wall every time life invites me to do something. It's such a knee-jerk, a default place I go to immediately. And, you know, I got the first Bridge Watch announcement, and I just went to write, I don't want to, I don't feel like it. And then I just laughed and went, well, that happens every year. And we always do it.
Yeah.
You know,
you answered my question, Todd. I was going to ask. So comes up every year, right? It's not going to, it had such a good gig going for so long. It's not going to, that resistance that wants to kind of control our lives, if you will, isn't going to just give it up, right?
No,
but it
never
sounds
does.
Like from what you're describing, it's gotten much easier to just see it and just laugh at it.
It has. It really has. And I think it was talked about on Open Air last night. Yeah. And Sherry was encouraging. We had a lot of, I project new people to practice, or a lot of people that just come back from There's Nothing Wrong With You retreat. And and I just appreciated so much, because I've been doing this for a while, that Sherry kept saying, you know what, it does get easier. You've got to stick with it. Please stick with it. Stay close. Stick with it. Yeah. It does get easier. It does get easier. And I just want to put out a little advertisement for that. It does get easier.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah, and you know, we've already had people join the campaign this year who are not brand new to Sangha, people who haven't done it in other years and have decided to do it this year. So, you know, just that piece of, you know, not giving up on each other, not giving up on ourselves. No contest is made out of it. No judgment.
No,
it's just when we're ready, we jump in, and when we jump in, we find that the benefit is just multifold.
Right, multifold. Absolutely, it's such a win-win for everybody that I see in the community in Cantalomba that I feel part of, and Living Compassion I feel part of, and then my local community where I live, I feel part of, and then the community that I reach out to, which is a very diverse community in my city and town and in rural areas that I participate in. It's really the vision I saw, or the image I saw, you drop that pebble in the pond, the still pond, and all those ripples go all the way to the borders. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Yes, exactly. It's so cool. Yep.
Yeah.
It really
thank
is.
You, Jen. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity to participate.
Todd. Yeah, great. Thank you. Jan.
Hey, Jen. I have a small group of questions here, and I'll try to just run through them.
Sure.
On the fund, it's partly that I just don't remember everything from last year, even though I had a fundraising page, and I just started it today but didn't get very far before the call. So the URL... on our fundraising page, can you just remind me that if we're writing an email letter to folks, then we can reference that URL in the letter and it will take them to our fundraising page. Isn't that correct?
That's right. And you have control over what you choose your URL to be when you set up your page. Yeah.
Yes, right. Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because I usually do an email to everybody. I mean, I do different letters depending if they're past donors or not, and then reference that. But I just wanted to make sure. And the other thing.
Yeah, and you know what I always do, Jan, that I'm sure you do too, but just as a matter of course, I always, you know, write the email, send it to myself, click on the link, and just make sure I haven't, you know, done whatever. Like, make sure the link actually does go there. Yeah.
Yeah, really good idea.
Like I did on Good News last night, gave the extra slash or whatever that was, and Sherry was right there to assist and give the right one. So, yeah, that was perfect.
Good. The other, one of the other, is photos. There's a photo, I think I've asked in past years for photos. Is there a way that we could have access to some photos? Well, backing up. I mentioned I was going to do thank you cards, and I always use a photo.
Yeah.
And I've used all my photos so many times that I'm looking for something fresh. Is there?
And some of our best photos came from, your very family. So, yes.
Well, there are some great new ones.
Exactly. The kids are however many years older now, right? It's something, Dan, that I have on my list as well, and I can't say right this minute, unless either Bob or Ashwini has it at their fingertips, I can't say right this minute, here's how to do that. But I think it's a great idea to have somewhere easily accessible photos that people can pull from. And so I will make a commitment to look into that. As I say, unless, I'll just pause to see if either Bob or Ashwini does already have a sense of that.
Okay, great. Thank you. The other thing is just thank yous. I always, send the thank yous out for the folks that have given.
Jen, this is Ashwini.
Yeah, Ashwini.
On those photos, so we could certainly, one way to do this would be, I guess my question is, it's not possible to select photographs off of the blog. What we want to do is to have, do people feel like that's not a good source of photos?
Well, the printability,
the resolution.
High res for thank you cards that are printed. Is that correct, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely see what we can do, because we could pull a bunch of photos together and put it on a site, a high res, and have people just download from there. But again, we'll work out how to do
terrific.
That.
Yeah, and I'll just throw out one idea. This is sort of an aside, but in the thank you, I thought, what's the simplest thing I can do with the child's picture besides putting it on the card? And I'm thinking of making up like bookmarkers with that, one of those beautiful pictures.
Great idea.
And that I can include that, and that the printability really helps with something like that for the quality. So thank you.
That's an idea, Jan. That's the kind of thing that would be so fun to give people access to that. Yeah, great idea.
Yeah. And then I have a couple more. But the thank you, besides us sending them out, does something else go out to the folks that give on the platform? The platform, I should say.
Yes, it does. Yep, they get an email. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, anyone who donates through the site will get that can be used. You know, it's a thank you, and it also can be used for their taxes.
Okay. All right. And then this is also, I guess, you mentioned in the last call, I had asked about folks that give through, maybe through their financial institution, they give through a particular account where they have to ask for it, and then it's sent from that account from that bank or institution. And that if it's a large donation, say over $100 or $200, that if we send it or have it sent, ask folks to send it to the monastery, the fees, it saves fees, and that's helpful. So that's still a go, correct?
Yeah. So there were sort of two questions embedded in that question that you're talking about. One, yes, that place where maybe it's terrible thing set up where the check will come directly to us. Like, it can't come to you, Jan, because it's got to go to the organization. And that's no problem. I think what we talked about on that call was just making sure that they put in the memo line, Jan L's fundraiser. That way we can enter it into the website under your team. So your team will get a benefit for it, get the credit for it on your progress bar. And then that second piece, if someone's making a large donation, $500, it starts to make a difference if they do it on the main campaign site. There's a fee associated to that, whereas if they send a check, there isn't that same transaction fee to it.
Okay. This is Ashwini again, that when we say send it to the monastery, the check has to be made to Living Compassion, not the Zen Center, just for everybody.
Thank you.
And not the Africa Vulnerable Children's Project, because the bank won't accept that.
Right.
And I think we can use the P.O. Box address, right? I think it's 1756.
It is.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I thought it was 19, the 19 one.
That's actually all right. That won't, it'll still get to us. But, technically,
so
17.
Which one do you prefer, the 17?
Yeah, officially Living Compassion is 1756.
Okay. But the other one won't be a problem.
It won't. The bank won't. No, that's no problem for the bank. Yeah.
Okay. And then the only other thing with that is, so they, in the memo line, they're putting to what fundraising team? And then for that, if they want it to be anonymous or they want their name, I guess that's part of the whole thing. Do they indicate?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. If a check comes to us from, Sally Frank, and it says, for Jan L's team, then we're going to go in there and we're going to put Sally Frank. But if it says, please make my donation anonymous, or you've emailed us to say Sally Frank's check is coming, she wants it anonymous, then we'll enter it in under your team as anonymous.
Okay. All right. I think that's all.
All
thank
right.
you so much.
Thanks, Jan.
That really helped.
Yep. And I know we still have an outstanding, you have emailed us an outstanding question that we shall get back to you about as well.
Thanks. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah. Hi, Dan.
Jodine is here. Hello.
Hey, Jodine.
Yep.
Hi. Well, I have more of a process kind of thing going on. Oh, well, in a support request.
Okay, very good.
So mm-hmm. my history has always been to write a check mm-hmm. during the campaign. And this year I have more time to spend. And so I wanted to, you know, kind of try something new. last year actually was the first time I tried sending out the kind of pitch mm-hmm. on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a big zero return from that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And so on the last call, I discussed this idea I had to emphasize the reading or literacy part of the project, to ask people to donate to me books that they don't want anymore, that could be children's books or adults' books, mm-hmm. And then my activity would be to kind of have a table, I thought, mm-hmm. at certain venues where mm-hmm. I could say I'm involved in this literacy project, you know, a cold thing, like people who don't know anything about the project don't know me,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. and if you donate, you can select a book.
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. It's kind of like, yeah, it works, right? and
yeah, I mean, it works on so many levels, right? Yeah.
And I already have a number of kids books, so like I would mm-hmm. For sure I would like to have kids books, you know, there.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that I've run into so far, besides like conditioning, screaming, and whatever,
the usual wall that Todd was referring to, yeah,
it's like it's probably illegal, and is I guess like so I've only got one person who committed to, you know, culling her books for me, and I know that there are a lot of people now who read books electronically, and I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I happened to be at Center in Mountain View on Sunday, and I thought, I bet these people have a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to kind of put out there that, like, maybe I could put out to Bay Area Sangha that I'm doing this, and I would come and pick up your books, or, you know, perhaps we could coordinate to have them at Center, and that's when I got this another giant, like, big story from conditioning, basically.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And we can guess all kinds of stuff with that, right? You know, one of my favorite things right now, Jodine, is how when the communication book first came out, we were talking about it in group, and someone said, you know, it's like Sherry's other books. You don't even, you know, if you never opened the book, just the cover, the title, I should say Sherry and Ashwini's book, the title is everything, right? Don't suffer, communicate.
Uh-huh.
And, right? Uh-huh. So there's that list of, okay, I have this idea. I don't know if it's going to fly or if it's going to work or if logistically it'll work with the privileged environment and all those things, but I can.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah. There we go.
Yeah. So,
definitely I don't know either.
I think
logistically,
I'll just email the guest master. What?
Yes, exactly. So, exactly. That you can email the guest master and we can find out whether that's, you know, there's a way to make that fly or not. You know, yeah,
and somehow I don't know where this dropped in, but a friend of mine was saying, "Gosh, you're going to go to, you know, Safeway and set up a bookshelf, and like, how are you going to do this? Like, how are you going to carry all this stuff around?" And it dropped in to get a wagon, and just like have a bunch of books in a wagon. And then I thought, well, if I get run off, you know, from the train station, I can just take my wagon and leave or something.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
else.
And the other piece of it that I love, Jodine, is, you know, so if we use that disidentification tool and we say, you know, okay, here's Jodine, right? One of my favorite people who wants to do this project, right? So I'm now taking the step back from being the person who's going to get bombarded by the conversation and the resistance and all that. And I'm taking one step back and I'm being the person who wants to support her. Okay, so she has this great idea. Great. Okay, well, let's look into it. Well, it's probably illegal. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Let me Google what I can do. Can I do that? Can I take, you know, can I set myself up at a Safeway? Can I set myself up at a train station? I don't know. You know, but I can Google it. I can find out. Because if nothing else, that process is already a success, right? So, you know, you usually write a check, which is fantastic, right? I mean, that's not to be, right? That supporting the project, supporting this amazing thing that I project your heart wants to do. You know, so not to let that be dismissed. And then this year, there's this sense of, well, what else might be possible? Well, this creative idea dropped in. And even if we did nothing with the actual idea, the process of assisting her, because I want her to have that experience, whatever it turns out to be, whether someone, you know, like people are talking about, whether they give to my fundraiser or they don't give to my fundraiser, at least I've had that energy of participating and just trying something out and seeing how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and the notion also of introducing the project to people who don't know anything about it is something that appealed to me a lot. Like, just, you know, instead of like the same people who didn't give anything last year, which I'm considering again, you know, contacting by mail.
Yeah.
You know, just, you know, talk about this project.
Yeah.
The people who have never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, if the letter you're sending this year is centered around, hey, you know, send me your books because here's this thing that I'm doing, that's a very gentle way of reminding people that you're involved in this. And it might be, you know, so as we talked about, Anne and I were talking about earlier in the call, so often people didn't participate for a billion reasons, right? Oh, that's right. Jodine's doing that thing. I totally forgot about that. I meant to do that last year and I forgot. Or whatever it is. But you asking them for the books is a reminder that the project still exists. It's still important to you. You still feel moved to invite them into it. And who knows who might respond to it this year.
Yeah. You know, I didn't think of asking distant people for books, but I gladly pay the, book rate postage if they wanted to just get rid of their books. I mean, that's more involved than writing a check, but, it seems like maybe nobody would do it. But, so I'm just kind of like lit up and having all these ideas, and I just need books. Mm. So
yeah, just need books. Just, yep, exactly.
Yeah, I'll just take the next step. So,
yeah.
Thanks
exactly.
a lot.
Take the next step and keep us informed.
Hey, Jen. This is Ashley.
Hi.
What?
Yeah, Ashley.
Jen. One other just thing, something for Jodine, since this has been my experience, is to check in with your local library as one place because they get a lot of books that get donated to them that they can't actually use in their collection.
That's a great idea.
That's one place. And also that to hold the event at the library.
Oh, there you go.
Am I still live?
Pardon?
Yeah, you're still here. We can still hear you.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea, both of those ideas, because my local library is really popular.
Right, and you know, if it's kids, you can do an event. You can read from read a book, and you know, you could do a little event where people can choose their books, and then you could tell them about the project, and you could make a whole event out of it at your local library.
Hmm. Wow,
that's really fun, and I think this is probably one of the reasons you chose it, Jodine. But literacy is such an important part of the project right now, and even going forward is going to become more and more important, because reading is really the backbone of opportunity for all of these kids. And so, yeah, it's just, yeah, it's perfect.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi,
thank
Mrs.
you.
Anna.
Hey, Anna.
Hi. Well, I want to participate, and all the voices are here.
all the voices are here. Yep. We can trust them to do what they do. Yep.
Yeah. And I haven't started. I didn't look at the web. Well, I just looked. Well, I'm going to do that right after this call.
Great.
And get into it. And, yeah, but I have, well, ego has fear about, you know, putting something up on social media. I never put anything up on social media. And like, even when I, you know, just contact people, like, lately, I seem like, it's like a thing where, like, I don't get a response back. So I've, like, started to develop, well, ego has started to develop something around that. So I'm in the process.
So, in other, not just with this, but just with things in general,
yeah.
When you don't hear back from something, then it sort of starts to build a story. Is that what you're pointing at?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and it just feels so important to stay awake and not let it do that, huh? Because it's just trying to make our life small, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it's standing in the way for me to feel excited about it, you know, and have that positive energy about the being involved in the project. So I'm hoping, like, that energy doesn't, like, ruin it for everybody else. That's what ego is saying.
Say more. That your excited energy will ruin it for everybody else?
No, my not excited energy.
Oh, you're not excited energy. I see.
You know, it's basically saying, like, it's better not to be involved because you're not actually feeling that excited right now because egos take over, you know? So
Yeah. Yeah, and Anna, when you call into a radio show or that sort of thing, when you're just listening and you hear someone calling in and talking about, you know, what they're practicing with and the voices are coming at them and they're talking about how they're practicing with that and, you know, it's hard or whatever, do you feel a sense of, gosh, I don't really want to hear that. I only want to hear things that are lit up. And
No.
Mm-mm.
Probably not, no.
No, because, I mean, the reality is for all of us, you know, there are those undulations. We were talking a lot about undulations about a year or so ago in practice. That it's all over the map for all of us. And if we were censored to only be allowed to express when we're sort of in one particular narrow place of experience, that would get really hard, because I think for all of us, it would put us in a place of, gosh, then it seems like no one else is having my experience. It's sort of like the social media phenomenon. I mean, I'm not really on social media, but from what I hear, there's kind of an epidemic of people feeling depressed or like their lives aren't good enough, or because they're looking out at social media, comparing their entire life to the exterior that they're seeing of people's lives on social media, and it can end up feeling like, wow, something is definitely wrong with me because that's not how my life is. And so I think one of the things that's so amazing about our Sangha is that on any given call or radio show or whatever it is, we get to hear from the whole range of experience, and it just makes it really rich.
Yes. And it's also such a thing that ego can take over, though, with, because of course he wanted the children to eat, and of course you want to support this. Of course, I mean, then, you know, it's like, how can you be like, you know, putting ego, like, believing the little voices and all that when there is a lot at stake, you know.
And I mean, can you hear how cruel that is? How unkind?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just so ugly because it's taking this truth, you know, it's kind of like that day in the year-long retreat cycle. I can never remember it either exactly, but basically where, you know, it's taking the truth and turning it into this ugly lie. So it is true that you care deeply, I project, really care. And so instead of getting to focus on that, what it does with that is, you know, and you listen to the voices and you let the voices stop you. It's so ugly. It's so mean. You know, what just dropped in as you were saying that, Anna, is it could be really neat to start with a two-handed recording to just get to hear from the person who really does want to do it. And not anything. I project what can often happen for us is that the really wanting to do it so quickly gets taken over by, okay, well, then if you really want to do it, then you're going to have to do this. You're going to have to post on social media. You're going to have to ask everyone you know. You're going to have to do things you hate. You're going to have to go way outside your comfort, you know, all of that. And so way before we even get to get in touch with how much we care and how much we do want to participate, we're already being taken to all the things I don't want to do that I'm going to be forced to do. And now we're in a perfect duality of, you know, the two bad choices, right? You can either do what your heart really wants to do and, you know, do all these things that make you so uncomfortable, or you can not get totally humiliated and do uncomfortable things and be a terrible person and not participate right? There are your two bad choices. But what would it be like to start with just doing a two-handed recording with, just tell me about what you love about the project, what moves you about the project? And not, I mean, we have quite a long time still, right? I mean, it's October, whatever it is, 16th, and we've got until the middle of January. There's tons of time to be with her and to take this process slowly and to just start with hearing from her what she loves about the project. But she has lots of time to be on these support calls and let ideas drop in and not have to push and force anything.
Yes. I am just having a lot of emotion. So, yes.
Yeah. And I think that's one, it's one of the reasons I really, you know, last year we moved to this sort of, I guess we've been doing it over a number of years, but last year we really added the platform piece of it. But it's so nice to have the Bridgewalk season be available to everyone in Sangha, not just the people who are close in the Bay Area, and so they could come to the day, and that was a big, you know, maybe you could get a T-shirt, but to have expanded it to be this span of time where, as a Sangha, we really do have sort of a luxury of time to spend a number of weeks together walking through this process, because not only does it end up feeding, you know, over 1,000 children and educating them for another year in Africa, but potentially the benefit, the transformational benefit for us with that process is just amazing.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's great.
Yeah, it is great.
Thank you.
And I'll just project that your willingness to bring what you got to the call today just added a whole deeper dimension to the call. So thank you for that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Gasho.
All right. Gasho.
Hey, Jen, this is Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Hi. So I'm very grateful for this opportunity. It's always a stretch, and I really love and enjoy the support calls. So thank you for that, too.
Yeah.
And to hear everybody, you know, all the different ways people are either, you know, going at it and going through it.
What they're seeing, what they're going, exactly. From the, I had that technical question also, to, oh, boy, can I relate to that process.
Exactly. I sent my, one of my first texts, I was sending this one as a text, to ask somebody if they would, you know, would like to support, how do I put, sponsor me, you know, because people are used to sponsoring for the
African. So, Phil, can I just pause? Are you saying you sent from your site on the campaign site?
I sent the text, a personal text.
I see. Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to ask if this person would like to sponsor me for, you know, the bridge walk, and which she knows what it is and all that. So, but I haven't been in touch with her for a while. And so anyhow, I got the text back that said she would be honored to. So that made me very happy, of course. I think we already here discussed the way that, you know, what to do with the check. So that was good. And so I will be sending that in at some point. But the thing is, you know, just to have that one little, the incentive to do that because of, I mean, the website, the way it's laid out is great. You know, not my particular one, but the one we have there. And I think one idea I've had, this person didn't, knows much a lot about it, so didn't need any of this, but I'm thinking if there's a way, I haven't looked yet to try this, I just got the idea, to maybe make a screenshot of some of the you know, all the little boxes of the pictures with the little writing.
And the amounts of money that things pay for, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, something like that. I have to look, get more at the website and see how to do it, and have that be like the, you know, print it off and have like a flyer, you know, the information flyer without having to say anything, you know, because then I would either hand it to somebody and talk about it or write a little letter about it and include it in a card or letter, or if I did it on the online, you know, do it and then lead them to the, either if they're techies, a lot of my people could, you know, they'd give me money, but they wouldn't do it online. That's what's been going on in my head. I haven't gone to the website to see how I would do it, but I think in some fashion it would work because those pictures are so, you know, the pictures and the words there are just so inviting and so touching.
I know, yeah. And, you know, it's really true in my experience, and I, you know, I think folks who do this sort of thing for a living, you know, raising money and that sort of thing, is that it just makes it real for us when there's a dollar amount, you know, so you know, $30 a month, you know, $30 pays for, it just makes it real. And
yes,
you realize,
it
oh, it's not just, you know, going into some abyss somewhere, it's actually doing something, you know, it's actually, and everything that all of the money is doing is important, is substantial. And I think that, so that's a really fun idea to take that, take those images and take that, those words, use it on your own stuff, send it out either, as you say, snail mail, or if you put it on your website or how you want to do that, but just to give people a sense of that. And then, just make sure that if they're donating on the web, then they have your, you know, particular site, or if they're sending in a check, that we have a notation so we can attribute it to your team.
So anyhow, thank you for all this. It's, you know, I know it's a lot of work involved, but it's like we saw last year, I think it really paid off. So
it really paid off
because we
really
all got to participate. In that one.
Exactly. And as you know from being there, Phil, it pays off, you know, so much on the other end.
I know. Wonderful. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Phil. Anyone else before we end?
Jen?
No.
It's Sherry.
Hey, Sherry.
I don't know. I completely missed the first call and wound up a few minutes late on this one. And I don't know if anybody's talked about it, but I just thought I was so inspired by it, and it kind of reminded me what Jodine was talking about. Reminded me that someone was telling us that they had a yard sale, and the proceeds for Cantalomba. And what they did is to not put any prices on anything, but to have all of the information, pictures, and all of the information about the project. Yeah, and so when somebody would come up, you know, how much is that? Well, it's up to you. This is all for charity. It's a fundraiser for this project. And she said that people would go, oh, no, no, you know, because that's not how it works, right? I mean,
exactly.
You tell me how much something costs, and I decide whether or not I want to pay that. And so she was talking about this one exchange, and the woman said, oh no, I can't. And she said, okay, well, how about $3? And the woman said, no, that is not enough. No, and handed her a $10 bill.
I love it.
So it just, you know, it just to me is such a beautiful picture of people's goodness and generosity. You know, with Phil's person saying, I would be honored to sponsor you. And I just think we sometimes forget that. And so maybe that's kind of part of Jodine's deal too, is just part of it is just, you know, helping people get in touch with their generosity and then really, really everybody getting to enjoy that.
And I don't know if people, I only just found out about it, but evidently, you know, there's the whole, was it Black Friday or, it must be Friday because it's the day after Thanksgiving, you know, that big shopping thing, and then Monday turned into the online one. But the Tuesday evidently is now has become Giving Tuesday. And so all of the media attention, I'm told, turns to people looking at, on that Tuesday, how do you want to participate in the world? What do you want to give to? And so that could be a fun day for people to plan to do some of their, you know, their book thing.
And which day is this?
So
what's the date?
This year it's December 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. It's the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And I think Thanksgiving, I'm looking at the calendar now. Yeah, it's really late.
I gotcha. Okay, so Thursday, Friday, and then Tuesday.
And then Tuesday. Yep, so it's Tuesday, December 3rd.
Okay. Yep. Oh, that's great. Yeah. That is super fun. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that, Jen, and thank you for this, and thank you, everybody. Thank you for all you do.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Yeah, it's so good. It's all good. That's the thing. You know, I just love Anna's thing, adding in that piece, because we're told only certain things make it good, but everything makes it good when we practice with it.
Everything makes it good. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's
all right.
Thanks, Jen.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry. And that takes us to the top of the hour. So thanks, everyone, for being with us. And we will get back to you on those outstanding questions, things that were brought up. And, more
soon. And, Jen, do you know when the next when the next support call is so I can write it on my forehead?
Exactly. Let me look at the calendar. It is, Ashwani probably knows offhand. It's October. Today's the 16th. I think it's the 26th, Sherry. But but I promise people will start to get the rhythm. Pretty much every Tuesday, an email is going to come out with an update on the campaign with different things, highlighting different things. And every time one of those emails comes out, we will be reminding people about the next support call, whatever the next support call is. And we'll start to as the practice opportunities start happening. As you know, we'll be putting those on those emails as well. So there'll be a lot of reminders about all of them.
Okay. All right. I can use all I can get. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.